Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue on the subject of the plan of redemption. We've talked about the creation. We've talked about the creation of man, the fall of Lucifer, the fall of the angels, the fall of man, how man was spiritually dead, separated from God. Satan was the spiritual father of mankind. God was on the outside looking in, and the earth was cursed and doomed to destruction. We saw that God had a plan of redemption from the very foundation of the world, and he dealt with man through covenants. It was not only made to man in the Old Testament, but also to the seed, who is Christ. And the way God brings everything forth is through his word. And we saw that as his word came forth and the messianic lineage was established and preserved as God protected them, then the time came for Jesus to come into the earth. We also looked at the feasts of the Lord. He said that they're my feasts, and that the feasts of the Lord is a revelation of what Jesus does in bringing forth the redemption and accomplishing reconciliation of man unto God. We also saw the chronology of the last week of Jesus, the fact that he came in on the Sabbath, the 10th day, and then till the 14th day he was examined by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders. And then on the 14th day, on the exact day of the Feast of Passover, Jesus went to the cross, where he was made sin. And then in fulfillment of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, bearing away that sin. And then he was raised from the dead in fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits, which was on the morrow after the Sabbath. And we see that Jesus raised from the dead. He preached the gospel to those that were in the upper compartment of hell in Abraham's bosom, led captivity captive in the fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits. We also saw Jesus at the Last Supper declaring the new covenant in his blood, and how he gave himself into the hands of Judas. It was the hour and the power of darkness, how he laid down his life that no man took it from him, and that when he went to the cross, he was lifted up as a serpent, having been made sin for us, obedient unto the death of the cross, becoming a curse for us to accomplish the redemption. We also saw the fact that Jesus was cast down before Satan, just as the rod was cast down before Pharaoh and became a serpent, and that the rod that budded that swallowed up their rods is a type of Jesus, who was raised from the dead and conquered the devil and his evil spirits. We also saw out of Isaiah 53, where it pleased the Lord to bruise him as he laid upon him the iniquity of us all, and that when he went to the cross, he was made sin, separated from the Father, experiencing spiritual death, forsaken by the Father because of our sin that was upon him. As you remember, Isaiah 53:9, where it speaks of in his deaths, plural, which speaks of his spiritual and physical death, spiritual death, separation from the Father, physical death, separation from his physical body. We also saw in Leviticus chapter 16, where the two goats were one sin offering. The first goat was the physical death of Jesus, where he died and his blood was shed. The second goat speaks of him, the spirit and soul, having laid upon him all the iniquity of us all, and being sent away, where Jesus went down into the lowest pit in hell for 3 days and three nights to pay the price for sin and to accomplish the redemption. Now we're going to begin to look in Acts 2 and pick up from there. In Acts chapter 2, verse 24, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Notice that Jesus suffered the pains of death, which he suffered down in hell for those 3 days and three nights. In verse 27, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. That shows you where his soul was. It was down in hell. And then in Acts 2:31, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Jesus' body was put in the tomb, but his spirit and soul went down to hell for the 3 days and the three nights. We can see a picture of the two compartments of hell at that time in Luke chapter 16, where there was a rich man that was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, which was the upper compartment of hell. The rich man also died, and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. He was in the lower pit, where that was the place of torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. This speaks of the upper compartment of hell separated from the lower compartment of hell. The upper compartment of hell was Abraham's bosom, where they were in comfort. The lower compartment of hell was the place of torment, and that's where Jesus was laid, suffering the pains of death. In Hebrews 2:14 it says, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus went through that avenue of death to destroy him who had the power of death. In Acts 13:29, And when he had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. And in verse 33, it says, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Jesus was raised from the dead, born from the dead, down in hell, after the 3 days and the 3 nights. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, it says, For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten, that's the first born into the world, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. You see, Jesus was separated from the Father with our sins, and after the 3 days and 3 nights, he was raised from the dead by being born from the dead. He was the first born from the dead who was brought into the world. Jesus brought forth the new creation because he was born from the dead, because he had been spiritually separated from the Father, so he had to be born again, and that's exactly what happened to Jesus down in hell. It says in Hebrews 2:9 that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, as he submitted himself to the devil, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Well, after being raised from the dead, he took back the keys of hell and death from the devil. He said in Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. He spoiled the principalities and the powers, he made a show of them openly, he triumphed them over in it, as it says in Colossians 2:15. And Jesus was raised from the dead, had the keys of hell and death, overcame the enemy, and took back the authority over mankind. In Revelation 1:5, it speaks of him as the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And in Romans 8:29, it says that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Colossians 1:15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And in verse 18, he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And then in Hebrews 12:23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. That shows you what the real church is the church of the firstborn. You must be born again, otherwise you're not a part of the church. In all that happened through Jesus going to the cross, bearing away our sins, being taken down into hell for the 3 days and the three nights, being raised from the dead, triumphant, and taking back the keys of hell and death. You would have thought that maybe Satan might have known something about this. No, Satan did not know it. It was a plan hidden in God from the foundation of the world. If he'd have known this, he'd have never taken Jesus on the cross down into hell. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 7 and 8, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The princes of this world speaks of Satan and all of his evil spirits. Had the princes of this world known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory, because it was through the avenue of death that he got to him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and he took back the keys of hell and death. He accomplished the redemption, took back the authority over mankind, and he brought forth the new creation. 1 Timothy 3:16 says God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. And after being born again in hell and taking back the keys of hell and of death and triumphing over the enemy, he went and he preached the gospel to those that were imprisoned in the upper compartment of hell, which is Abraham's bosom. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." That's 1 Peter 3:19. Who are the spirits that were in prison? All the Old Testament saints in the upper compartment of hell in comfort in Abraham's bosom. And then in chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "For this cause was the gospel preached also unto them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit." All those Old Testament saints that were dead, they had to hear the gospel. So the gospel was preached unto them, and of course they received, and they got born again, so now they could be reconciled unto God. And in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." The captivity captive were the Old Testament saints who came out when Jesus came from hell. In fact, in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 52, it says, "The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many." The Old Testament saints got their bodies and appeared unto many. And then in John chapter 20 and verse 16, Jesus appeared to Mary, and when he revealed himself as who he was, Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." So Jesus went up to heaven, and in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, "Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Jesus put his blood on the mercy seat in heaven, and he accomplished eternal redemption and ratified the new covenant. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.